This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump has announced that a recent military operation in Yemen killed an al-Qaeda leader who boasted about December's deadly attack at a Florida military base. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump has confirmed the reported death of Qasem al-Rimi, the head of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, a deadly branch of the terrorist group focused on attacking the U.S. mainland. It was a counter-terrorism operation in Yemen, although the president gave no details on when or how it was conducted. Al-Rimi had put out a video claiming his group was responsible for the December 6th shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station that left three sailors dead and others wounded. President Trump had retweeted recent accounts of Al-Rimi's death, but this is official confirmation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Chinese state television reports the number of deaths from a coronavirus outbreak has risen to at least 618 as of Thursday. And as AP's correspondent Mike Rossi reports, a doctor who first reported the virus is one of the people who died.
A hospital in Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the new coronavirus that's infected over 31,000 people globally, says a doctor who sounded an early warning about the illness has died. On its social media, saddened by the passing of Dr. Li Wenliang, more than 600 people have now died worldwide from the outbreak. I'm Mike Rossi.
Iran will soon disclose new information about the missile attack it carried out, according to the ISNA news agency. Friday, tensions have spiked between Iran and the United States after a top Iranian military commander, Qasem Soleimani, was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. This is VOA News. President Trump took a victory lap after his impeachment trial acquittal, and it started at an unlikely place. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
At the annual National Prayer Breakfast, Harvard professor Arthur Brooks reminded the crowd of what Jesus said about your enemies.
Love them.
And political opponents.
They're not stupid and they're not evil.
The president sat near Brooks and disagreed.
I don't know if Arthur's going to like what I'm going to say.
He stunned the crowd by ripping the impeachment process and those behind it.
Some very dishonest and corrupt people.
Including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, four seats away. Here at the White House later, the president did call his opponents evil and scum and sleazebags, among other things. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez says that the results of the Iowa caucuses are still up in the air, although one person has taken the lead. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Even with 100% of the Democratic Party's caucus results reported, it's too close to call in Iowa between Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders. Another factor is evidence that the state party has not accurately tabulated some of its results. National Party Chair Tom Perez is calling for a re-canvass of the results, something the state party says it would do, but only at the request of one of the candidates. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who appears to have placed third, says it's not a priority for her.
I'm not focused on Iowa now. I'm focused on moving forward. I'm focused on what's happened here in New Hampshire.
I'm Tim McGuire.
At least 12 Israeli soldiers were injured when a Palestinian motorist drove his car into them Thursday in Jerusalem. The Israeli military says the soldiers were walking in a cultural and entertainment district in Jerusalem when they were attacked. A police spokesman says the incident is being investigated as a terrorist attack. The motorist fled the scene and remains at large. Meanwhile, a 19-year-old Palestinian man was shot and killed during a clash between demonstrators and Israeli forces in the West Bank city Thursday, one day after a 17-year-old boy was killed in a similar incident in another city. U.S. President Donald Trump met Thursday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta at the White House and announced the United States plans to initiate trade agreement negotiations with the Republic of Kenya. Kenya is strategically important to the U.S. as the U.S. tries to offset the influence of China. China eclipsed the U.S. as Africa's largest trading partner more than a decade ago. Kenyatta's visit to Mr. Trump's White House is rare for an African head of state. He met with Mr. Trump once before in August of 2018, when, as the White House said Thursday, the two leaders established the United States-Kenya bilateral strategic dialogue. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Welcome back.